Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It's that time of year when we get to wrap up another amazing season at Theater by the Sea. Bill Haney is here. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here.
It was truly another amazing season. They always seem to get better. I know that a lot of people that see shows and so forth say, that's the greatest thing I ever saw, right after they've seen it.
Always,
but
yep.
That's kind of how I feel about this season. I mean, last year was great, and this season just kind of topped that.
It did, and actually did in all the figures also. Most attended season in the history of the theater, and the biggest grossing shows in the history of the theater.
Amazing.
5 weeks of Mamma Mia didn't hurt. It was at 99% capacity.
Wow.
I don't think there were five seats in the whole run of 5 weeks. Did over $1 million in business in that little teeny small barn theater, which is really kind of hard to do, but it did it.
It's amazing. Yep. It's amazing. And great reviews and critical acclaim. And I got to see all the shows as I usually do. And it was every time, like I say, every time, each show seems to outdo the other one. And we started off with Ain't Misbehavin'.
Yep.
And that was a lot of fun. Great characters and great singers. And then one of the cast members just came back for Chicago, which
my
was a
God,
show.
Tara, she was so terrific. We closed it a couple of weeks ago. I was there closing night. We have a Gina Cabaret, as you probably know.
Yeah.
And it was just, the Chicago was the way to close the season.
Yeah, so much fun.
It was just terrific.
Tara was the mama.
Yep, Mama Morton, right?
Yeah, right. Yep. She was in charge of the jailhouse in Chicago. We also had Joseph in the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and, of course, Mamma Mia, as we mentioned. So those four shows were an incredible set. But we're not here to too much go over what has been.
Yeah, I know.
Although it was great having more female restrooms.
Yes, I forgot all about that. My God, they're beautiful. They really came out nice, I got to tell you. And people love them. Although the closing Chicago, I went out during intermission. I was going to the restaurant just to go get a drink at the bar in between the acts. And I'm looking, there's a line at that bathroom, too. You can't win, you know?
Yeah, sometimes you just can't. You're not going to have enough.
Well, you got to figure. Everybody's out there at one time for that 20-minute interval, you know?
So if you got 400 or 500 people in the audience, half of them are female.
Do the math, right. Exactly.
But at any rate. Beautiful surroundings as usual.
Oh,
if you
so
somehow have not managed to get to Theater by the Sea, you certainly have to do it next season, and that's what we're here to talk about. Now that the 2018 season is done, we're going to move on to 2019.
Fantastic.
And some very, very familiar titles, but one that's not familiar to anyone, probably.
No, I'm sure it's not.
And that's your first show, which is called Love and Other Fables, which is going to open on May 29th. And tell us about Love and Other Fables. What's that all about?
Well, it's a show that I've been kind of talking about for probably a year now. It's a show that was brought to me by Jay Bender, who was our casting director for North Shore. He's a big New York casting director, but he's also a director. Mm-hmm. He's been working on this project for probably 10 years, and he got me interested in it. And it's a new piece. It's brand new. We have our sights on Broadway, but they all have to start somewhere.
Right.
And this will be its first theatrical stop. We just did a reading a month or so ago in New York. Readings where you've got, in this case, 16 cast members, really professional, mm-hmm. really professional Broadway names, to come and read the show, you know, basically from a stool and a music stand, and so we can understand what it is. We did that, and it was just terrific. And, I'm always biased because it's going to be my show, but
right.
It really was terrific. A lot of laughs, very much like Something Rotten, Spamalot, Forum, that whole kind of world. It's about Aesop and his fables, and it's just funny. It's just slapstick. It's just a lot of fun. Smart humor, very smart humor, but just fun, and more fun. And that's what we want to open our season with.
Right. The tagline is the musical comedy premiere you've been waiting 3,000 years for.
But I said to those guys, what took you so long, you know? But no, it's fun.
And so it takes place in ancient times,
it
obviously.
It does. And again, it's just it's interesting to get involved in something that really has never been done before. You start with a script, music written for that. Now we're going into doing things like stuff. I don't have to do this stuff usually. We get a script, we get music, and we know what the show is. People know what the show is, too.
Right.
Here, the excitement is really being built because they don't know what it is. It's something they won't say, well, I've already seen that thing.
Right. And they're part of a
ride that hopefully will be terrific for this particular piece, you know? We're talking about, you know, orchestrations and things that I never have to worry about.
Right.
But it's also education for Bill, me, just to understand how to put this together from scratch. Having at least a bunch of years of experience how to put a show together that is not ours makes it a lot easier. But it's just challenging in a really fun way. And I think the audiences are going to really love it. And they'll probably, the best part is they'll be along for that particular ride. They'll say, we if it becomes something famous someday and something big.
I was there when?
They were there.
And exactly. You know what? With the several hundred people that are in the audience that opening night, that'll turn into millions. It will say they were there.
I was there. No, you weren't even in Rhode Island that month, you know. I was like,
well, we're going to hear a piece that you can explain about that in a few minutes.
Good.
But I want to just talk about the other titles.
Yep.
Coming in on June 19th. I'm anyone that's over the age of 35 or 40, probably this is one of their favorites, Singing in the Rain. Great show. That's coming in.
It's going to be terrific. And technically, you can only imagine what it's like. I did this three years ago at North Shore. It rained in the round. So I figured if we can rain in the round, we can rain on the stage of a theater by the sea.
Wow.
It's really, when that thing happens.
Now, when you say rain, you're talking about confetti coming from
the sea? We're talking real, real wet rain.
Wet?
Yeah. Water comes down, and it was challenging, especially at North Shore, because underneath that stage is all the mechanics, elevators, and orchestra people, and computers, and you can't get that stuff wet. And I remember at North Shore, I got called on one Saturday morning after opening one of our other shows here at Theater by the Sea. Bill, you need to come to the theater. I go, I don't go to the theater on Saturday morning. I go to the Cape. We're having trouble with the rain. So I get out, I'll take all the way to the theater to see how the rain's working, and had a little fix, and it was fine. But it was when that happens on stage, it's a wow factor. So people don't miss this one.
All right. And then after that, coming in on July 17th is Newsies.
Yep,
Disney's
Disney.
Newsies.
Yep. And I saw it on Broadway a couple of years ago. It is high energy. It is really, really, really fun theater also. A lot of dancing boys in it. And believe me, it's one of those shows, as you know, our little Theater by the Sea stage. Mm-hmm. It'll be testing the side walls on this one.
And after that is another favorite, Saturday Night Fever.
Terrific movie. Yeah. The show is all the great songs. You'll hear some, obviously, later on in your show. But it's another one. It's, you know, familiar title. It's all that you expect out of it, and it's fun. Terrific.
All right. We'll get back to each of the three of those in a few minutes. But right now I want to go back to Love and Other Fables as your opener. And you told us a little bit about it, and we have some clips, but one clip in particular we're going to play for our audience now, but it does take a little explanation.
I have to explain it because this was done in a studio, a reading, as we just talked about a few moments back. So there's probably 30 people in the audience. It's played by probably two or three musicians, so it's not the full orchestra, which they'll hear when they see it at Theater by the Sea. So it's going to sound a little thin, but you'll get the gist of it. And this particular number in this world of Aesop back when is a big Busby Berkeley kind of dance. You can just imagine with the staircases and the ladies and all the gowns and the hair pieces and the headdress. It's just going to be a blast. And this is I'm not sure you can play the whole thing, but this is part of what that song will be.
Well, we'll play it, and as long as everyone understands this isn't the finished product by
not
any
even
means
close.
And remind everyone that hasn't possibly been to Theater by the Sea that all of the orchestration is live.
Yes.
When you see these shows, and they have a great orchestra, and so that'll be part of it. But we'll listen to that, then after that we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more of Bill Haney and Theater by the Sea.
hurting mother. They want to see ladies in breakaway dresses who won't disembowel their brother. Now I'm not knocking a deus ex machina. If you want a catharsis, and while stigomythia might be much pithier, what's wrong with frivolous farces? Though I'm not the type who would ever condemn lines poetic, portentous, or grave. It's time we decided to hike up those hemlines and give those Greeks what they crave. Who cares about Medea and onomatopoeia? Those guys would rather see a pair of
beautiful eggs.
I know that Lysistrata would get those fellas hotter. It's time she shows she's got a pair of
beautiful eggs.
If a Janiyah brazenly bare your thighs,
she calls a kind of fire that makes smoke come out of your eyes.
So fill your old Greek dramas with lots of red hot mamas. Bring on the rose and rose and rose of beautiful eggs.
While perched on seats of onyx through Phaedra's histrionics,
each loyal state Dorjan expects a glimpse of her legs. Those tragic masterpieces sparked countless masterpieces.
But what sparks half of Greece is
seeing beautiful legs. Hell, if the shore was a looker, her turkey's hiding hole.
Now all the agents bought her, cause she took her act on the road.
When Greece is left in ruins, rows and rows of beautiful
Theater by the Sea is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations, and once again, Bill Haney is here. I'm Mike Mano, and have a great time, as always, finding out details and behind-the-scenes things that go on at Theater by the Sea or any theater that we have the good fortune to bring on the show and let you people hear about. And this next performance that we're talking about in the new season, Singing in the Rain, is going to be very exciting. And Bill, you mentioned a couple things about it where it's going to really be raining.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to get wet.
It's
so
gonna...
Now do people in the front row have to wear ponchos?
No, but they may get a few little drops on them because when our Gene Kelly person part does his thing, it's I can imagine in the round, everybody's going to get right. This was a round first row, you know? But it's just a blast to show. The show's terrific to begin with. The music is great.
Sure.
We were able to put a cast together. If I could get that cast back at Theater by the Sea, it would be a really good thing. Because when they walked into our audition space, we had like 20 people walk in of all the three different parts, like a bunch of Debbie Reynolds, a bunch of Gene Kelly, a bunch of John Clark. And I was with Kevin. I go, Kevin, look, boom, boom, boom. There's our people. And he goes, yeah, you're right. They really looked the part. And I said, let's hope they can sing, dance, and act now, you know?
And they did, right?
They did.
So now that brings up an interesting subject. It's here we are in September, and we're talking about something that's going to open in June. When do you actually do the auditions for those roles?
This is an amazing process at Theater by the Sea. We do all four shows in a week and a half. And that'll happen like probably in February-ish.
Okay.
Really, we do four major size shows in that amount of time.
Wow.
It's not to be believed. And there, when we do open calls for Theater by the Sea, the lines are literally around the block to get for people to audition. We have to cut it off. It's unbelievable. This theater is so well known in the theatrical world,
sure,
and so really well loved, and people like the way we do our stuff, that we treat them all right, so the word gets out and they line up. It's amazing.
Well, I think as an actor, you find out that an actor or a singer or a dancer or anyone in the business, and you find out about the Theater by the Sea's track record the last few years, and how many sold out performances there are or nearly sold out. I know from myself trying to get tickets for shows.
I remember the one you were in.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's sometimes amazing. You know, you get all these, you said, well, you talk about the fact that we want to order tickets early and all of that sort of stuff, and it sounds like a sales pitch, but mm-hmm. it's not. It's the reality. I went to the end of Chicago, and I wanted to bring friends and so forth. I sat in one seat. My wife sat in another seat on the other side of the theater because that's all that was left.
Hey, we don't have a standing room there, so you're lucky you got the seats. One night I'm out the porch, and I had two tickets, and I don't know how this came up. A woman said, oh, you have a couple of tickets. She didn't know who I was. She goes, you have a couple of tickets to the show. She goes, are you going in or not? You don't look. I go, yeah, I'm just because I can wait to the last minute, you know?
Right.
She goes, we'd be willing to buy them from you. I go, what? She goes, yeah, we'd give you $100 a piece for them. I won't lie to you. I came a little close to saying, okay, only because I wanted her to see my show, and $100 a ticket didn't hurt either. But I said, no, I love this show. It was Mamma Mia so much, I can't do it. But to support your point, you really can't get tickets. Because if the seat's gone, the seat's gone.
Right. It's an amazing process. So I can understand how actors that during the audition period, they want to be part of that. You want somebody in the house.
But actors love playing in front of a lot of people.
Sure.
And again, the reputation of the theater, well, you know what? I didn't start it. It started 85 years ago. I'm just lucky enough to be able to keep it going and keep it going mm-hmm. the way they want it. Whoever started Alice back when, and Tommy and Forquest and all the people would have wanted it to keep going. That's what I just try to achieve.
Things have changed a little. You probably can't buy a $5 ticket anymore.
No, that's changed. We do dynamic pricing now, which is interesting. You know what dynamic pricing is?
Dynamic pricing. Tell us what
everybody
that is.
Everybody does it now. We were late in the game here. When you get a show that sells so well, the prices start to go up.
Mm-hmm.
It's supply and demand. And we did it this year. And I said to Vinny, I said, we don't gouge anybody, but we took advantage of what we have to. We only have 500 seats.
Right.
We can't increase that. So I don't like to put prices on that are ridiculous because then maybe it's not Mamma Mia and they won't pay it.
Right.
So when a show is really popular, the prices have to creep up, you know?
Right.
And we started doing it this year. And people, as I said, they would have paid anything to see that show.
Well, it's still a bargain. I mean, you're still at bargain prices.
I think we're under. We're like
Broadway.
If we've hit 70, I'll be surprised. You know, and it's quality theater. And I put the show on, and I know this, but you've seen it. You've been in it, and if you had a call-in show, people could call in, and I'm sure they would agree with me. You know,
absolutely.
And it's just one of those things that people
and the audiences are used to that. I know that if for example, a lot of people are familiar with going to a Red Sox game. And you buy a ticket to the Cleveland Indians, you pay one price.
Bingo.
You buy a ticket to the Yankees,
you pay another
price.
We don't even do that. It's funny. We don't do that because it would be like, okay, the year I'm doing this would have been the year. Or the year I'm going to do Jersey Boys. Well, that's a standout title.
Yeah.
So we should be able to get more for it. We don't really do that because I like to think it's like your children. They're all the same. There's no favorites, you know. But I'm probably the only person that doesn't do that. We just do that in a way of the dynamic pricing, you know, when the show is that popular.
Maybe you should consider that down the road.
It's not a bad idea. Yeah. Again, I wouldn't be the first to thought of it, so that's good, you know.
All right. Well, let's get to Singing in the Rain. We have a song from that show, which everybody knows that Debbie Reynolds sang in the program, called Good Morning.
The picture can be saved! I tell you, kids, if we pull this off, this day will go down in history for me. March the 23rd.
Your historic day is not the 23rd, it's the 24th.
What do you mean the 24th?
Because it's 1:30 already. It's morning.
Yes, and what a lovely morning. Good morning.
Good morning. We talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright. Now the milkman's on his way, it's too late to say goodnight.
So, good morning, sunbeams will soon smile through. Good morning to you.
And you, and you, and you. Good morning, and good morning.
Nothing could be grander than to be in Louisiana.
In the morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning, a good morning to you.
Might be just a zippy if we was in Mississippi.
When we left the movie show, the future wasn't bright. But came the dawn, the show goes on, and I don't want to say goodnight.
So say good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbows are shining through.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Ah, monsieur.
Buenas.
Muchas frias.
Buongiorno.
Aggiorno.
Guten Morgen.
Breakfast Morgan. Good morning to you.
I'll tell you what a great classic it is. Singing in the Rain, coming June 19th to July 13th. And, Bill, other things are happening once again at the theater. Besides the four big shows that you bring in, there are other events. Monday nights are new.
We did it this past year. It was Tom Center's idea, and it was absolutely brilliant. We did a Harvey Roberts doo-wop show. We did a Broadway, kind of a bunch of Broadway star people coming in just doing Broadway show songs. And we did a magic thing with Lynn Dilley's. The Harvey show and the Broadway show were sold out well in advance.
Wow.
I meant to talk about well in advance. So I've decided we're going to do two Harvey shows and two Broadway Sing shows. And then maybe if I can fit it in somewhere, something else, because it was extremely successful.
Yeah.
People loved it. It was something to do on a Monday night when you've come off the beach and it was at 7:30 curtain and people adored it. And we're going to do it again every year that they keep wanting to come and buy tickets to it.
And as long as Harvey keeps going.
As long as Harvey keeps doing it, exactly. And then the other successful thing is our kids series. And our summer camp.
Sure.
It's over the top. It's sold out. When I'm telling you, you talk about the show tickets.
Yeah.
If you want the summer camp, call now because it'll sell out so quickly because you only have so many available spots for it.
Absolutely.
And we now have them perform as one of the public kids shows. And all three, we had three of the performances, they all sold out.
Wow.
And amazing. Yes, it's great. There's nothing wrong with this whole picture, which is the best part of Theater by the Sea.
Yeah.
It should be here for the next 85 years.
Hopefully even more.
I don't think I will be, but.
But go to theaterbythesea.com. Do it while you're listening. Theaterbythesea.com. You'll see information there.
Or call Vinny.
or call Vinny at the box office, and you can get tickets that way, but you can also get them online. So,
well, the thing to know now is actually you mentioned this, Mike, is that it's subscription time. This is the time to subscribe. And I really tell people, no sales pitch, you should subscribe because you're guaranteed a ticket.
And you get a discount.
And good point. You get a discount also.
Yeah.
Very
you
good
get a significant
point.
Discount.
Yep. 40%, so, I think.
40%. Yeah. I mean, we're not talking like $5 off here.
It's a lot.
Significant money if you sign up and get that subscription. And that early bird pricing ends October 14th. So you get a few more weeks. Do that and get a discount and check out all the other things that are going on. We're going to play one more song from Singin' in the Rain, and of course, it's got to be the title tune, Singin' in the Rain.
Star now, remember? And the California dew is just a little heavier than usual tonight.
Really? From where I'm standing, the sun is shining all over the place. In my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing. Singing in the rain, dancing in the rain, ya da dia, da dia da dia. I'm happy again. stopped singing and dancing in the rain.
Disney's Newsies is next up at Theater by the Sea as we kind of go over the new 2019 season. We started off with a world premiere of Love and Other Fables that Bill explained how that was going to work and where it's going, and then Singing in the Rain, and now it's our chance to talk to Bill Haney from Theater by the Sea about Newsies, great Broadway smash hit.
Yeah, it actually was a big hit. I've seen the show. It's terrific. It's high energy. It was a movie, mm-hmm. a Disney movie back when. It's about a newspaper thing happening back, I think it's the 40s or whatever. I'm looking forward to it because it's really got a lot of some great music, which you're going to play a song from, I know. It's just one of those shows that, and we need that family content. Product.
Right.
Because that's my family slot.
And this is a family show.
Yeah, and
right.
you know, you run out of titles after a while when you really think
sure,
about it.
Sure.
So we're lucky to get this one in before we get, you know, things like Cinderella and things like that. Or Finding Neverland that start coming down the pike later on.
Right.
So I'm very happy to be able to do this show.
All right. Let's play a song from Newsies. It's called Seize the Moment.
Now is the time to seize the day. Stare down the odds and seize the day. Minute by minute, that's how you win it. We will find a way. But let us seize the day. Courage cannot erase our fear. Courage is when we face our fear. Tell those with power, safe in their tower, we will not obey. Behold the brave battalion that stands side by side. Too few in number and too proud to hide. Then say to the others who did not follow through, you're still our brothers and we will fight for you. Now is the time to seize the day. Stare down the odds and seize the day. Once we've begun, if we stand as one, someday become somehow. And a prayer becomes a vow. And the strike starts right down now. Now is the time to seize the day.
Now is the time to seize the day.
Answer the call and don't delay.
Answer the call and don't delay. Wrongs will be righted. If we're united, let us seize the day.
Now let them hear it loud and clear.
Now let them hear it loud and clear.
Like it or not, we're drawing near.
Like it or not, we're drawing near. Proud and defiant, we'll slay the giant. Judgment day is here.
Just to recap, we've talked about Love and Other Fables, which is going to be a world premiere at Theater by the Sea next year, then Singing in the Rain, and then just this last song was from Newsies, which will be the third show in, and as Bill says, the family program. Yep. It's a great slot and a great opportunity to take all the kids and grandchildren and everybody, although all the shows next year, I don't know about Love and Other Fables. I don't know what the content is. But
it's nothing, believe me. It's okay. Rated G.
Okay, so then all the shows next year are great for the family, which leads us to the point where you should be getting your tickets. Go to theaterbythesea.com and or call Vinny at the box office and get your season tickets, and that's all four shows are involved. And if you do that before October 14th, you save 40% on your subscription. So very, very worthwhile.
Well, actually, you save 40% at any time, but you save an additional something because it's early bird. I forget what you say, but it's always, I forget what it is, but there's always a saving. Subscribers will always get a discount, but you run out of time, number one.
Yep.
Or more importantly, people don't give those seats up. They do not give those seats up, which is, they will them to people as they're dying.
Right.
They're like, the whole family's around the bed. Who's going to get the tickets to Theater by the Sea?
Now, see, Bill, you're not a Rhode Islander, but if you were, you would know that that relates to license plates in Rhode Island.
Also?
Yeah.
Seriously?
If you have a certain license plate, you want to keep it in the family, and that's a long-standing Rhode Island
That and Theater by the Sea subscription seats. That's it. Gotta love it.
Two things. You keep your low number license plates in the family and your Theater by the Sea tickets.
Bingo.
But it's true. The shows, as we mentioned, we can't state it enough. They're mostly sold out. Certainly the tickets that you want to get to, because although there's not a bad seat in the house.
But there are better ones.
There are better ones. All right. That's the best way to put it. There are some that are a little bit better than others, and you certainly would like to get those. And I know people that love to sit upstairs and get their subscriptions and sit upstairs on the balcony.
Absolutely.
And they love it up there. And then there's people that want to be downstairs, want to be up close and personal to the action.
The good news is we've done a really great job with the sound system. And I'm a sound fanatic. And you see shows at House of Sound, you know?
Absolutely.
And somebody, that gentleman talked about, Jay Binder, said last night, he said, wow, the sound in here is really terrific.
Yeah.
You wouldn't expect it in a barn, he said. I said, no, it didn't used to be that way, but we've tweaked it, we've spent money on it, and we get what we get. Not a bad sound seat in the house, that's for sure.
I think a lot of people don't understand, and as long as I've been in quote-unquote showbiz all my life, being involved with productions and being shows and being on theaters around the country, it didn't hit home to me until last year when I had the great privilege of doing Music Man at Theater by the Sea. And we had what's called the production rehearsal the Friday before.
The design and run-through?
Design and run-through, where all the production people came and watched, so they'd have an idea of what was about to open the following week.
Well, exactly, to know what to light, what to do, what to do. Yeah, exactly.
And the amount of people is amazing. The amount of people in the production and, you know, the wardrobe.
They have no idea. Hundreds of people.
Absolutely.
And keep in mind, this theater, different than the other theater, is shows collide here. Because, well, one show's on stage, Chicago, the next show, Saturday Night Fever, is there at the same time.
Yeah.
So we've got to house all those people, too. That's the biggest challenge this theater has, is housing.
Yep.
So if anybody has a big house out there for sale, a lot of bedrooms, call me. price.
Or maybe you just want to take some starters. Actors in.
Yeah, and they're great people to house. They really are.
They really are fun, most of them, and it's just amazing, and that just goes into, you know, what you see when you see the actors on the stage, whether it's 20 or 25 of them, however many there are on stage, you can triple that number with the amount of people that are backstage and lighting and
making
sound
it all
and
happen.
Costumes and set design.
It's crazy.
And it's all top-notch, and it's all professional, and it's an Equity Theater, one of the only three in the state of Rhode Island.
So, that's interesting. Did not know that. Okay,
yeah,
interesting.
I mean, you have, you know, we used to have one in Warwick, which is gone, so you now have the Gamp Theater in Pawtucket.
And Trinity, I'm sure.
And Trinity.
Yeah, and then, I mean, I know the PPAC is road shows.
They do
in
road
they
shows,
the
but
show,
they aren't
right?
necessarily no. a Equity Theater house.
But they probably are, but they probably both, but they don't make the shows like we make the shows. Trinity
Correct.
Makes the shows, GAM makes the shows.
Yeah.
We make the shows, you know.
Right. So it's really something. It's a gem of New England. And get there next season. Get your tickets early. Well, Bill, I want to thank you once again. I know our audience at WCRI loves listening to you and all the behind-the-scenes
thank
stuff.
You.
And the fact that, again, our audience wouldn't know this, but you make sure that someone from every show comes in and talks to our audience about
They don't listen to me all the time, that's for sure.
Well, it's great to hear your behind-the-scenes things, but it's also great to hear from the director or the
Absolutely
star or
agree.
Whatever. So we plan to keep that up next year.
Oh, you'll get them, without a doubt.
And so look forward to that. And, Bill, once again, thanks for your contribution to the arts in the area of Southern New England.
Thank you, Mike. See you in the spring.
All right. We're going to listen to one more tune. This one is from Saturday Night Fever, and you're all going to know it. It's called Staying Alive.
Thank you. no time to talk. The music loud and the women warm. I've been kicked around since I was born, but now it's alright and it's okay. And you may look the other way, and we can try to understand the New York Times effect on men. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive, staying alive. Feel the city breaking and everybody shaking, and we're staying alive, staying alive. I'm a dancing man, I just can't lose. You know it's alright, and it's okay. I live to see another day. We can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive, staying alive. Feel the city breaking and everybody shaking, and we're staying alive, staying alive. The music loud and the women warm. I've been kicked around since I was born, but now it's alright, it's okay. And you may look the other way. We can try to understand the New York Times effect on men. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive, staying alive. Feel the city breaking and everybody shaking, and we're staying alive, staying alive.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.